First, I want to check in with EWN's Clement Magnutella on the day's proceedings at the Zondo Commission of Inquiry into State Capture. Former ANC Member of Parliament, Fakey Mentor, very much under the spotlight once again. Clement, good evening. What happened to Fakey Mentor today?
All right. So what happened today was, again, another day of the commission bringing up evidence that contradicts what she's already told the commission. So mostly of what happened in the morning was going through some of what she had told the commission yesterday, insisting that, in fact, Atul Gupta was in China in 2010, but also insisting that she traveled from Cape Town to Johannesburg on a Monday between September and October, on that day that she was taken to the Gupta Sachsenwald home, even though the records that the commission has received from SAA, from Parliament, and even from Home Affairs and the Department of Trade and Industry contradict everything that she has said in that regard. So today was the day of cross-examination. Former President Jacob Zuma's advisor, Lakela Kaunda's legal representative, was here questioning Mrs. Mentor, because last year she claimed that on a Sunday in October, she received a call from the former president's advisor arranging a meeting between him and Jacob Zuma, and that meeting would be the following day when she would be taken then to the Gupta Sachsenwald. Lakela Kaunda has provided cell phone records that show that she didn't, in that month of October, have any conversation with Fakey Mentor. Mentor is insisting that she did receive a call from Kaunda despite these cell phone records coming to contradict what she says. The last person who cross-examined her today, this afternoon, was the legal representative for Mandla Mtolo, who is the Hawks official who took a statement from Mrs. Mentor in around 2016 when she was opening charges against the Guptas and Jacob Zuma. She had claimed last year that when this Hawks official, Mandla Mtolo, came to her house, he convinced her to remove the name of Jacob Zuma from her statement. And today, the commission was presented with a recording of the interview that this Hawks official had with Fakey Mentor. And nowhere in that recording do you hear this official convincing Mentor to remove the name of Jacob Zuma from her statement. So those are some of the contradictions that have come today regarding the testimony of Mrs. Mentor.
And what was her response to those contradictions?
I mean, first of all, there was a response from the Deputy Chief Justice, Raymond Zondo, because she asked the question that, look, you are disputing the records that are coming from SAA. They've given us their records. They're saying you didn't fly on a Monday between September and October. You are disputing records coming from DTI, telling you that Atul Gupta was not part of the people that were there on a state visit in 2010. You're disputing the records from Home Affairs, which show that Atul Gupta's passports show and prove that he was actually in the country in 2010 and not in China, in Beijing, as you claim you met him there. But also, you're disputing the records by Lakela Kaunda that show, those cell phone records that show that she never had any cell phone or phone conversation with you in that month of October. Why should I take your evidence seriously and admit it as evidence? And she reacted by saying that because it's been a while since she made these allegations last year, it's possible that people have interfered with those records. And she's called on the commission to institute a forensic investigation into those records just to clarify their veracity, because she seems to believe that some people may have interfered with all of them coming from all these different institutions.
Thanks very much, Clement Magnutella. More to come in that story, no doubt about it. Senior reporter for EWN covering the Zondo Commission of Inquiry.